From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. The European Union has said it supports France's decision to supply arms to Kurdish forces fighting Islamic State jihadists in northern Iraq. But EU foreign ministers in Brussels stopped short of agreeing to send a joint mission during talks which also discussed a worsening crisis in Ukraine and Libya. Europe correspondent Sandra Gatman reports.
EU foreign ministers stopped short of agreeing on a plan of action for Iraq, but have said they will support member states like France deciding to send arms to Kurdish forces fighting the advances of Islamic State militants. On Friday, Britain repeated its readiness to follow suit, as has Italy. Though German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier is first set to travel to Iraq to assess the needs of Kurdish fighters. EU diplomats also said they will support the creation of a new, more inclusive government in Iraq following the resignation of former Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki.
As deaths linked to the Ebola virus continue to rise, the World Health Organization has warned that the magnitude of the crisis has been vastly underestimated. According to their latest figures, over 1,000 people have died as a result of the outbreak. William Denzelow reports from UN headquarters in New York.
The Ebola epidemic began in February. The World Health Organization warned they expect the threat to continue for some time. In a statement from the United Nations agency, they said staff at the outbreak sites see evidence that the numbers of reported cases and deaths vastly underestimate the magnitude of the outbreak. Close to 2,000 people have been infected with the virus across Nigeria, Guinea, Liberia and Sierra Leone, with concerns it could spread further afield. Receiving dozens of flights from these nations every week, the World Health Organization say Kenya is a particular area of concern.
Police in the U.S. state of Missouri have released the name of the officer who shot and killed an unarmed black teenager. 18-year-old Michael Brown was shot multiple times, prompting days of protests and unrest. U.S. correspondent Daniel Wrenches reports.
Police in the St. Louis suburb of Ferguson have faced mounting pressure to release the name of the officer responsible for the shooting. Now Chief Thomas Jackson has chosen to do so.
Darren Wilson, he's been a police officer for 6 years.
Police have also suggested that 18-year-old Michael Brown had been stopped by the officer because he was perceived to match a description of a person involved in a violent robbery moments earlier. Days of unrest have dissipated after the state's governor stepped in and took away the local police's responsibility for handling protest sites where they faced nationwide criticism for heavy-handed tactics.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Moscow has denied reports that its military vehicles enter the territory of Ukraine Friday morning. The Kremlin denounced a statement by the Ukrainian president, saying the Ukrainian army had destroyed a part of the convoy. But NATO officials say they saw a Russian incursion into Ukraine. Darya Bondarchuk reports from Moscow.
The Ukrainian army's spokesman Andriy Lysenko told journalists at a news briefing on Friday that the government forces picked up a Russian military column crossing the country's border overnight. A significant part of it was eliminated, Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko later told British Prime Minister David Cameron. Britain summoned Russian envoy for explanations. Russian Foreign Ministry called Ukraine's statements some kind of fantasy, denying that any Russian military units had entered Ukraine. NATO's Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen stated the alliance had seen what he called a Russian incursion into Ukraine. Daria Bondarchuk, Moscow.
And U.S. President Barack Obama is expected to cut short his holiday and return to Washington on Sunday amid the deepening crisis in Iraq and escalating tension between Ukraine and Russia. The White House says his meetings were pre-scheduled but conceded Iraq will be topping the agenda since the U.S. launched airstrikes last week. Nina Maria Potts reports from Washington.
White House aides have not been forthcoming over why the president is cutting short his holiday at Martha's Vineyard to fly back to Washington. He has scheduled meetings with Vice President Joe Biden on Sunday, but a White House spokesman did say he wouldn't be surprised if the president held conversations on Iraq. But his aides have also been playing down expectations of any major announcements. Still, the decision to interrupt the president's holiday is seen as very unusual. Though with conflicts in Iraq, Syria, Ukraine and Gaza, there's a lot for the president to focus on back here in Washington.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.